Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we said, we are calling this morning, to God be the glory. To God be the glory for the good things that you have done. Father, and everything that you have done, Lord, is good because you have your hands in everything that you want for your children that is favorable, Lord, that is honest, that is of good reproach, Lord, that is wonderful. Lord, so we thank you this morning for being that kind of God who loves on us. Father, we thank you for giving us an opportunity to gather here this morning on the Telecommunications Sanctuary, the TMC call. Father, we thank you so much for Dr. P.K. Robertson, for Pastor Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord, who made it even possible to have this call to get on here this morning. Father, we just thank you so much for the D.A. Staleon family, Father, for the reason why we are all knitted together. Just look at how God works. And we have been 6.5 years strong. Now, Lord, I just ask if you will continue to bless Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the D.A. Staleon family. Oh, God, will you just continue to keep them in your ever-loving arms and surround them, Lord, with your favor and your protection and rest. Now, Lord, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. We thank you, Lord, for our speaker. We thank you, Lord, for keeping our family members, and you know what they stand in need of, and that you've already done what you only you can do, for you are sovereign. Lord, that you be with our speaker as he or she brings the word of God that we know is going to enrich, empower, and enhance us as believers as we go out there today. And, Father, whatever their hands touch, let them prosper therein. Now, Lord, we bind Satan in Jesus' name because he nor any of his cohorts have any place on this call because we have already prayed. We've called those things that be not as though they were. So this call is going forth with clarity, and we give you praise and call it done. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Let it be so be it. Amen. Well, my TMC family, to God be the glory for the great things he has done and for this day. And go out and enjoy it. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you know I just love me some you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, we love you too, and thank you for greeting and seating us in the Telecommunications Sanctuary this morning and starting our day with that powerful, powerful prayer. Well, Master's Call family, I'd like to give you a little background information on this call for those that are new on the call. This call was founded in October 2012 by co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we have a scripture reference for this call, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. So if you want to hear all the messages that have been archived since the beginning of this call, and they will be a blessing to you, go to the website www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. All of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And our theme for this year is By Faith. In 2017, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. So if you are feeling led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, we would greatly embrace you and have you come and join us. So if you feel blessed and you feel like that you would like to be a greeter, such as Minister Willa so wonderfully did this morning, or if you'd like to just host, as I am doing now, or if God has given you a word and you would like to share that word, or you may have a prayer request, praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Write it down, I-N-F-O
info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what has brought us all together is a phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. And it is the common thread that has brought us together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. We're now known as Artist Life, a great company with great, great products to help the world become healthier. So share this call with your family and friends and all that you meet. Now, if you are a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and you're having challenges calling in on the call, there is a bridge number that will allow you to call in for free. And that number is 857-957-1147. Again, 857-957-1147. Follow those prompts, and you will not only be able to call in for free on the live calls, but you can also call in on the playbacks for free. So immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call held every Monday through Friday, and it is conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful, wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-pound. And today is Leadership Tuesday, and you will want to tune into that call because we had a team this weekend that had a phenomenal weekend with a 99% closure rate. So you want to get on that call today to find out how they were able to close at 99%. So, in September 2017, I will be in Las Vegas at the Artists United. Will I see you there? Don't miss this opportunity to attend as a VIP guest and be recognized on stage. So remember to register to be a part of this amazing event. Contact Artist Life at 702-313-3333. Again, that is 702-313-3333. And get registered today. And remember, what happens in Vegas, it does not stay in Vegas. It is to be shared with the world. So go out and artist the world, starting with today. Now, I'd like to get out the way and bring the speaker this morning, the woman of God, that's going to deliver the word to us straight from the throne room of the Lord. This woman was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took her under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined by a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. And after graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, she married her husband and moved to Texas, where they became members of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas. And being a Spirit-filled Baptist church, she received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministries. She loves, loves, loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. She is a proud mother and a grandmother. And throughout the years of God's blessing, she has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including healing herself when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Her favorite words are, "God is faithful." She now resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and is a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is the senior pastor. She is an artist distributor who loves the products and enjoys helping people become healthier. And utmost, she is looking forward to greater things in Christ. And her motto for those products are, "We have the best products this side of heaven." So I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our great prayer general. I've known this woman to have a heart as big as this world and a concern for others and a servant attitude, and she is an obedient servant of the Lord. And right now I'd like to bring to you the woman of the hour, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for such a cordial and loving introduction. And thank you for sharing with us all the information we so need. And thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone with the joy of the Lord, as you always do. I tell you, we just have a congregation conversation, and I tell you, it's such a joy to see how you just bring people together. And I definitely want to take the time out this morning to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Dr. P.K. Patton, our wonderful, super fantastic lady. Thank you for your joy, your strength, and your encouragement. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for all that you do, your prayers, your loving kindness, and being the mother eagle that you are. And I glorify God for each and every one of you. And to you, my TMC family, good morning, good morning. I won't be before you long. We're going to talk to you a little bit about the medicine of God's word, the medicine of God's word. Father, we so thank you this morning for being such an awesome God. We glorify you, Lord, that you are using this vessel, these lips, your mouthpiece, Lord God, in such a way that we all will receive what you have for us this morning. We thank you for the anointing that you place upon each and every one of us, that we continue to be doers of your word and not hearers only. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Well, starting off with Proverbs 4:20-22, it says, "My son, my daughter," I want to throw in there, "attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh." The Hebrew word is health in verse 22 is medicine. It's like medicine. That's the Hebrew word for health, medicine. And God's word is medicine to our flesh. We have a translation, and I think it came from Lisa's in Exodus 15:26, when it reads, "I, the Lord, am thy physician." The medicine he prescribes is his word. And, you know, many people may say, "I believe in healing," and without actually taking the medicine, that, you know, they will want to expound upon everything else, what people say or what people do and what have you. And what good will it do us to believe in food if we didn't eat it? We would starve. And what would it do to us what good, rather, would it do to us if we believe in water and we didn't drink it? Of course, we would die of thirst. God's word is not only our spiritual food and water, but it is also our medicine for mind, body, and spirit. And there are several parallels between God's medicine and natural medicine, and I want to interject at this point that the medicine from the old days are the thought rather than today's medicines, because I don't know about you guys. I'm from old school, and I remember the old day medicines such as cod liver oil used for so many illnesses, and Creole motion for cough, and liniment for pain, even though it stuck up the room. But, you know, we had all these old prescriptions and medicines that did the body good. And now we really have to read up on what's being taken these days. But anyway, first, let's look at God's word as a healing agent, just as a natural agent. And we can just speak on God's words. And in other words, the medicine itself contains that capacity to produce healing. God's word contains all the substance, and within it, the capacity, the energy, the ability, the nature to affect healing in our body. Psalm 107:20 says, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." And the destructions can be analyzed in so many instances. For example, many versions said distresses. Other versions said the grave. And one portion said he sent out his word and it healed, and from their corruptions it freed. God simply wants us whole and complete, mind, body, and spirit, because his word conquers all. Proverbs 4:22 says, "For they," we're talking about his word, his words, "are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh." Let's look a little bit on the heart, because we can go into all phases of the body when it comes to healing, but I want to touch on the heart. Proverbs 14:30 says, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." So we have some things that we can do. We don't have to be jealous or envy of anybody. We don't want to allow things to interject in our spirit man in order to cause our hearts to get into a place where it shouldn't be. Proverbs 15:13 says, "A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit." You see, when we allow things to attack the heart in so many instances, like the enemy, he attacks the heart, not only in a physical manner, but in a spiritual manner, where he wants your heart to grieve and be full of hate and be full of envy and strife. Those things destroy the spirit of man. Many of us have been heartbroken, had heavy hearts, or heartaches, but we must not and we cannot allow these aches to remain. Speak the word of God over the pain. Isaiah 55:10 and 11 says, "The word of God will accomplish what it was sent out to do." The word itself contains the power to produce what it says. Just as when God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Get in the company of grateful, cheerful people. Or better still, get around things or people that make you laugh. And to be honest with you, you know, some programs on TV should be avoided, because they too can send in vibes to your, if you will, in that transcends into your spirit man. And we don't want that to happen. You may think it's strange, but I go to bed sometimes watching funny shows that make me laugh, because that's the last thing I do before I go to bed. I'm laughing. And that does something to your spirit man. Healing scriptures contain within them the capacity to produce healing. Hebrews 4:12 says, "The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit." You know, one version, the WNT version, says, "God's message is full of life and power." Another version says, "God's word to us is something alive, full of energy." So we definitely want to stay in his word because we want to be full of life. We want to be full of energy. The key to partaking of the life and healing energy in the word is feeding on it, meditating on it day and night, so it can penetrate the spirit man. It can penetrate into our spirit to say, this is what I'm standing on God's word. And then that deposits life and energy, and what's deposited into us, we can carry it on and deposit into others. And this is the whole thought and method of God, is that we meditate on his word so we can transcend that information and that life and that energy and that power to others. Secondly, let's say that medicine is no respect of persons. It will work for anyone who takes it. It is not a matter of God willing or not willing the healing of any individual, but whether or not the individual will receive healing by taking the medicine that produces it. Remember, God's word goes forth. It never returns void. He manifested his spiritual healing upon the house of Rahab, where society in this world would have thrown her to the wolves. You and I know that. But God's thought of Rahab, of his very own, regardless of who she was or how she acted in life. Let's be mindful that God came not to condemn the world, but to save the world. We all can recognize the need of God's spiritual healing in our cities, our states, even our nation. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And, of course, around the world, praying for God's power and anointing to heal our land is very, very essential. Thirdly, and most importantly, medicine must be taken according to the directions to be effective. Yes, we're talking about the medicine of God's word. Some medicine labels read take internally. Others may say take externally, to rub it on your body externally, such as the calamine lotion. We all remember that, right? That pink stuff you rub all over? Okay. And when the directions say to take it internally, will not work. It's not going to work. To take it after meals, when the direction says, say, take it before meals, will reduce its effectiveness. To take it once in a while, when the directions say 3 times every day, will mean limited results, if any. No matter how good the medicine is, it must be taken according to directions or it won't work. So it is with God's medicine. We must be taken according to directions to work. So what directions do we have for taking God's medicine? In Proverbs 4:20, attend to them. Incline your ear to them. We're talking about his words. Don't let them depart before your eyes, and keep them in the midst of your heart. You see what he's saying? Keep the words within your heart. Hear that heart thing again. When we hide his word in our hearts, we may not sin against him. We might say that attending to them, inclining your ear to them and keeping them before your eyes causes them to get the midst of your heart. Notice this. It is only that they get in the midst of our hearts and stay there that they produce healing in our bodies. Head knowledge won't do it. They're going to have to penetrate within the spirit. You can see that God's way of healing is spiritual. Power is ministered first to the spirit and then distributed to the body. God's medicine must be taken internally. Listen. Instead of wondering whether you have enough faith to be healed, just take the medicine. Get a list of healing scriptures. Feed on them several times a day, repeating them over and over, speaking into our spirit man. The medicine itself will work if you get it inside of you. Lastly, remember that it takes time for medicine to work. Most people give natural medicine a lot of time and patience and money to work. They will take those prescriptions and go back and refill and refill and refill, and they're diligent about it. But yet, we don't take the one dose and expect, let's not take one dose and expect a miracle. Keep taking God's medicine. Give it time to work. I know it did for me. I used to be so, rambunctious, want to run here, want to run there, all over the place. You know what I'm saying? But then God's word got me in peace, gave me the peace that passes all understanding. When your spirit man gets at peace, then more things you can receive from God and adhere to it and say, it is well in my soul in the midst of anything. Say the scriptures to yourself daily. Think on what you're saying in your heart. Use them in to praise the Father, because his word, truly, my friends, my sisters, my brothers, his word is definitely medicine to all our flesh, even mind, body, and spirit. I hope you got a thought from this message. I love you all, and I'm turning it back over to Minister Jackie. God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Brenda, the medicine of God's word. I want to thank you for that profound, profound word. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. And let us pray. Lord, we thank you for that word. Lord, I pray that each and every person on this line was able to hear that word and receive it in their hearts. God, I thank you for Minister Brenda. I thank you for using her. We thank you, God, for your obedient servant, and that you continue to use her as your mouthpiece, reaching others and helping them to understand your word, to be able to take this medicine and feed off of this medicine so that they would have not only a healthy body but a healthy soul. We thank you for Pastor and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. We thank you, God, for her obedience to this call, and in conjunction with Dr. Vanessa, that they sounded this call so we can come together each and every morning to celebrate you, Lord. We thank you that you continue to download into them and that they continue to mentor unto us and helping us to be those strong, bold ministers in the marketplace and stand firmly on your word and drawing others to Christ and healing the nation. God, we thank you for Artists International and for what you're doing in it, the transitions that it's going through. God, we're not only saying that they will be a billion-dollar company. We know that they already are, because your hands are surrounding this company and anointing it. And we thank you for that anointing that you have over this company and the distributors that are in. We thank you for that family unity that we now share. God, continue to bless and uplift us. And those that are having sickness in their bodies, Lord, help them to understand that in your words it says, by your stripes we are healed. And we stand on that, and we believe in that. And the bereaved families, Lord, we know that you are able to download peace and joy in the midst of every storm, even the storm of losing a loved one, that you will continue to uplift their spirits and encourage them. God, we thank you for each and every caller on this line, each TMC member. We ask your blessings and anointing on not only them, their families, but those that they come in contact with. We thank you for this word, that we can go out each day and go out in that marketplace and be your true ministers. We thank you for this platform. God, we thank you for it. We thank you. We give you all honor, and we give you all praise in your precious name, Jesus. Amen and amen. What a wonderful, beautiful word from the Lord this morning. And if you would like to hear the playback of this powerful, powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085, and use the same PIN number that you called in with this morning, 957-677-POUND. Now please join us immediately after this call for the new morning motivational call at 712-770-4005-294-617-POUND, where today is Leadership Tuesday. Now, Minister Willa, I would like to thank you for opening us up with that powerful prayer this morning and that spirit of love that you show each and every time we hear your voice on this call. And Minister Brenda, I want to thank you for allowing God to use you and speak to you and bringing us this powerful message this morning, the medicines of God's word. I will now call for you to come forward and give us our closing benediction.
Thank you again, Minister Jackie, and I just want to tell each and every one of you, God's word combined with our artist products is just truly a sweet combination. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for your word and your loving kindness, and we thank you, Father, that your word is discipline and it's good for us, and it leads us to life and health. We thank you for restoring our health and restoring our wealth where we can live truly in the fullness of your love. We glorify you, we praise you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Love you. Have a wonderful day.